Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody has had a good week so far. Today is Wednesday, hump day, and we are back. And also, Brenda is with us, our numerologist. Brenda?
Hi, everybody.
Yes, and we want to announce, too, the new moon began yesterday. So just to let you all know, we're in the new moon.
Manifest.
Isn't it in Virgo? I think it's in Virgo, too, isn't it? The new moon?
I think it's Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Scorpio. Man, I could be. But, yeah, it's affecting all of us. This is definitely what is, she said, the time that there's a lot of unseen things, and you have to be very careful who you trust.
At this point in time, yeah,
that's
right.
That's right, yeah.
The planet's fixation, yeah, this is true.
Right, but still, no matter what, this is the time to write out your goals. New moon, you manifest, you know, right?
Yes, that's right. And right. Hopefully by the next moon, some of those goals will have been attained. You know, little ones.
Maybe two. And big ones, too, could happen.
Yep. Well, let's get ready to begin. Peace and love to everyone that's waiting to get online. Remember, one question per caller. Also, if you want a more in-depth reading, you can reach me at my email, lennis44@hotmail.com. That's lennis44@hotmail.com. Okay. Well, we're going to begin, and our first caller is area code 312. 312, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
And who is this?
Oh, sorry, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I was calling to see what kind of changes you see for me in terms of job.
Yeah. I see something working with food because I'm seeing dough right now. You know, like bread dough, like making up bread.
Okay.
Your laugh. Are you doing that already, working in a restaurant?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, that's the first thing I got. Because I saw you working with food, I would think it has something to do with a restaurant. Do you like to cook?
Once in a while, not really.
Are you better at being a hostess? Do you like to be a hostess or book people?
I can't even. I might throw the food out. I don't know. I might spill the drinks or something.
Well, I get a real strong non-traditional type job. That's what I'm getting. So
go ahead.
I'm not getting that you're working something kind of clerical. I mean, the dough. I'm not sure what that is. But if it is with a restaurant, whatever it is, it's not going to be a run of the mill job. You are, you have a creative bent to you, right? Like you like have artistic stuff you like to do.
Sometimes, yes.
What is it that you tend to do?
Like for work wise.
Yeah.
Or like.
Yeah.
I'm an analyst right now, so
You're what?
You're what?
Analyst.
Oh, you're an analyst.
An analyst.
Yeah, but yeah. You don't like doing that.
I do enjoy my work.
Well, something's not right about it. Something's not fitting you. I don't know what it is, but it's like non-traditional. I don't know, but man, that's the first thing that came to my head. It's non-traditional type work that is ahead for you. It's probably not going to be something you would actually have ever expected of yourself.
Okay.
But you're saying you like analyst work. Just give me a quick answer as to why you like it.
I've always had that mind. I like to kind of like go into detail and into depth. I'm very creative, and then I like to be able to kind of like dig into things, analyze things, and I've always been like that since I was 5 years old. So
yeah, but
I've always worked with numbers, and I enjoy working with numbers.
I was going to say, I see you as an on-call consultant.
Maybe that's
okay.
It.
Yeah, as an on-call consultant, that's what I'm picking up now. So have
okay.
You thought about getting into business for yourself on a contractual
yeah.
basis?
I've thought about having my own private business, but not for full-time, or work for a consulting company.
Why is it you don't want to do it full-time?
Pardon?
Why is it you don't want to do it full-time?
Because actually my business is actually to help people, not to actually make money from it. It's not to really profit from it. It's more to help people.
Okay,
so
you're sounding more and more non-traditional analyst every second that you speak.
Okay.
Right?
The work that I do, like, if I have to do it privately for people, it's to help poor people to attain what they need. So I can't be making enough money to support myself because it's not – the side work that I want to do is just to help people, really. So then it will be like a part-time job.
Okay, so Lynn, is there something I'm missing? Isn't she saying that she wants to do something non-traditional? And you're so what you're saying is you don't think you'll make enough money, so you would need, because it's not about the money. So really what you want to do is in a helping type position, but you work well with numbers.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're spending all your time doing analyst work for somebody else, it's going to sort of undercut your ability to do what most likely you're feeling, and I think Liz can back this up, you're feeling a big draw for your life's purpose. Do you get that's why you might be feeling slight frustration? You like your job,
mm-hmm.
but it's not enough?
The job that I'm in right now is not a permanent position, and I need something full-time. And actually, my business plan is not in full gear because I need to, although I have an educational background, I need the certification that goes along with it. So more people will come, but it's more to help people. I cannot live off of that business. It will make enough money if I choose to do that, but that's not my main purpose of doing that.
You can still fulfill the spiritual side of you in helping people, which is better to give than receive.
Okay.
So that's a beautiful aspect of your spirit. But you also can be applying at different consulting companies as a statistical or status person, which you can do in your job. And if you need to go back to school, I'm sure they can flex with your schedule if you want to, you know, you need more schooling. But that, what I would say, is your two goals. One, you want to help people, which is beautiful. You can do that, like you said, on the side as a temporary thing, but a full-time that's going to bring an income into you. I would start applying with consultant companies in your field of statistical work.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Tina. And you have a good day. Yeah. Thank you, Tina. Area code 229, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Lennis and Brenda. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you all?
Okay, good. What can we help you with?
Okay, I just wanted to know about a question. Do you see a girl that I'm interested in? Do you see us in a relationship?
What's her name, Melvin? Just give me the first name.
Sterling.
I knew he was going to bring up Sterling. I knew he was going to bring her up.
I had a dream about it 2 days ago.
You're not obsessed with Sterling, are you, Melvin?
No, I'm not. I don't know why I started to feel these feelings for her, and it's kind of weird to me, so I don't know. I haven't spoken to her about how I feel, but I don't know what's going on.
Because we've talked about Sterling for the last couple readings, right?
Melvin, why don't you take this woman out to dinner and just be plain spoken and tell her how you feel, and then you'll know once and for all.
Yeah, my thing is we doesn't talk. I mean, if I just walk up on her and ask her out, I mean, would she go out? Because I want to keep
you'll
it professional
know.
On the job.
You'll know one way or the other, but it can be done.
What did he say about the job, Linus?
I don't want, like, to get in trouble on the job. I want to be professional about it because I don't see her outside the job at all. I see her every night
that.
At work. So I don't know
I
how to approach that.
Well, a real easy way to approach most women is...
If you could have a moment of her time.
Yeah.
And then politely and privately ask her out. She's either going to say yes or no. That's it. It's done. If she says yes, then you know what to do. Invite her out to dinner, where then
right.
you can express how you feel. And if she says no, then you move on.
Well, what are you all getting on it?
You need to do that. You need to talk to her privately. That's what I'm getting. You need to pull her to the side and just ask, can you talk to her, speak with her privately, and ask her, would it be okay, could you invite her out for dinner?
Yeah, because
you
know, we can't give you a guarantee, right, Melvin?
Excuse me?
Right? You know we can't give you a guarantee. There's no guarantees in life like that, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yeah.
She might have
but you can do
her
it,
life.
Melvin. Just ask her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank
All
you.
Right. You have a wonderful week.
Take care, Melvin.
From you, Melvin.
Okay. You too. Thank you all.
Thanks for calling. Area code 814. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you today?
Amy.
Good. I'm calling about, I had a job interview last week, and I wanted to see... what either of you might be picking up on that?
It's between you and another person.
Yeah.
I see these people reading over the paperwork. So it's almost a tie. Both of you are quite qualified for the position.
Yeah.
It could go either way. I can't say yes and I can't say no because they're debating. They like you both. I wish they could hire you both. I mean, from the company's point of view, I'm feeling that they wish they could hire both of you, but they can only pick one. But I can't say if you're going to get the job because they like both of you. You know, but I will say this in your behalf. If you are not the one that's picked, there's another position in that company for you. It's not the pay that you're at right now, but it still will be a foot in the door. So think about that. If you get the job, then, of course, God bless. We wish you the very best. But if you don't, there is another position in the company. It's just a little bit less, maybe $1.50 or $1.75 less. But it is your
Amy?
Foot in the
door. Okay.
Amy?
Yes.
Did you send them a thank you card?
Yes.
Okay, and you sent it to each person that interviewed you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's really in your favor. And it was like a real personal card, right?
Yes, it was personal, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that helps people even more than they realize. But I definitely, I'm with Lennis. I mean, I got the impression there was three people they were looking at, but the impression I get is they're leaning your direction. I mean, but there's other determining factors. So, I mean, it sounds like it was a real positive step either way for you.
Okay, because they have one more, which is really weird. They did all the interviews pretty much last Tuesday, and then they have one that they're, which they never do. They have one person that they're interviewing tomorrow.
Okay, maybe that's the third person coming in then. Yeah, but you have strong ground. You have real strong energy towards it. I'm with Lennis. It's like I see people looking at these, like they're really talking it out. So they're working hard at trying to figure out the right fit.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's good for you to do, to put your energy in it, infuse it. As we say, right, Lennis, we claim the things that what it is that we're seeking. So we just basically tell the universe, okay, this is for me. You know, whether it's the guy, it's like, this is my guy, or this is my place, my home, or, you know, this is my job. And what I always used to do years ago when I used to apply, I would always tell the universe and them, I'd just say, hey, this is, I'm the best person for the job, and you're going to pick me, or you're going to be with somebody who's not as good, but I'm the best person for that job. And I just put that energy out there. Go with that. Be positive, sweetie. Just go with that energy and, you know, start seeing yourself. Going to that place is your job. Imagine yourself going there. Imagine yourself picking up your coffee or whatever on your way to work. Just decide in your heart and imagine it from now until they call you that this is your job. Okay, Amy?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Amy, for calling, and you have a wonderful week.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
805, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Brenda. This is Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. How you
Hello.
Doing?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a dear friend. I've known him for 30 years. He lives back east. He's 89. He refers to me like a daughter, I guess, right? He has me in his trust. He has told me this. But he called me 2 weeks ago and said that he's going to revoke the old trust and make me the primary beneficiary of the trust. And I wanted to know, do you see him doing this change with the lawyer?
Yes,
like
he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, he is. I felt as soon as you said 89, I saw everything going to you. So I let you go ahead and talk, but I was like, no, she's getting everything. But, you know, I have to listen to you, hear what you're going to say. No, you're getting it all, darling. That man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Believe
it's like
me, when I say he loves you, I can feel him like a father.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Absolutely. He is the dad that I never had, and I just love this man. I mean, he's so wise. He has a lot of wisdom, and he's worldly and intelligent and sweet and gentle. And, I mean, I just, you know, it's just wonderful.
Loves
and
you.
Yeah. And, you know, I
well,
hope
he loves you because you love him too, honey. It works both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, you
huh.
got a heart of gold too for him, and he's never forgot that. You know, that's what makes him smile is the heart that you have and the compassion. Oh, yeah. You make that old man smile in a lot of ways. People,
I want to take care of him at one point. You know,
life.
I said, can I come out there and take care of you? But he said he has people, because he was riding a bike and got in an accident, but a truck hit him, and so he has therapy every four times a week and this and that. But do you see at one point me going out there to be with him or him coming to California?
Yeah, you're going out there the end of August.
Oh,
yeah, you'll go out there, yeah.
Come out to California around, I say, the end of September, around the 1st of October. But you're going out there the end of August. And you're going out there, number one, to visit and have fun. But it's for a peace of mind. You need to see him for yourself and know that everything is okay. And then you're cool. You come on home. And then he comes out to visit you.
Yeah, and then he'll come out to California, huh?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
That's
I think he needs to be. I think he needs to be near me. I really do. You know, I'll make sure that, you know, in his older age and, you know, if he needs me, he'll be very comfortable and I'll be kind and compassionate to him.
Well, you know,
yeah,
in the past,
well, I would definitely go see him. Yeah. You know, I think that it's time for you to pop out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
Let
mentioned
me
tell you, it. Kind of
in
puts
your
it
past
off.
Life, this was your brother.
Oh, I knew he was something in my past life.
That was your brother.
Wow. Oh, yeah, because it's like, I don't know, it's unbelievable. I mean, and what I felt when I was with him, we both felt it like a holiness, and there was like we bonded, and there was just something.
Yeah, because he asked to see his sister one more time, and he brought his sister back as you, and the older man is your brother. He was your brother. He's now like a father to you.
Yes. Oh, how neat. Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. I know he's been a real special person in my life.
Oh, it was meant to be.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm so excited. I'm going
to
take my nieces and nephews traveling and help them all. You know,
I don't
have any kids. I don't have kids, and I never married, so I'd like to, you know, just help my family out, you know?
That's right, and that's your family. That's your family.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my sister now living in my living room. She's been there 7 months. Set up a little bed for her in the living room, and you know, it's working out good. You know, it's nice to help people.
You have a great spirit, Donna.
Yeah,
you
do. You
have a great spirit.
And God is blessing you for that, believe me.
That's right.
I am like thankful every day and grateful every day, and yeah, it God just fills me up every day of my life.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know,
go see Daddy.
He may not come when we want him to, but he's always on time. And that's the truth. Thank you so much for calling
us
today,
Don.
Thank you.
You've given me great news, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. You have a wonderful week. Area code 856, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this? Oops. 856, you're on the line with Lennis and Brent. Who's this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Good.
So,
how can we
help you? I was just wondering if you are picking up on anything about me meeting Mr. Wright and moving into a home together.
Wow. I know you did you just got through with a relationship to kick somebody to a curb, and I can see this guy was a big-time scammer or con artist, so I'm glad you dumped him, whoever he was, because that was bad news. Okay, looking forward. Spirit showed me that right away, like you did a good thing. So that's called self-love. Good. You took care of you. Let's see.
I mean, I think you're going to meet a couple more people. I'll just say a couple more. I don't think the first person that you encounter will meet. Huh?
I see waterfalls around her, like maybe somebody that has to do with the water, a fisherman or somebody that works with an aquarium.
Hmm.
Well, I happen to love waterfalls, and... There's a picture that I intend to purchase of a waterfall that I really love, so maybe that's what you're seeing. Because I happen to love waterfalls. I have a thing about them. Water is
And the man that you're
going to
meet loves water, too. He's going to be into water.
Ah.
At least that's what I'm seeing.
Do you see more than one man coming, though, Lennis? I mean, or not? I see a couple of people coming. One of them is not the true. The other one is.
Okay.
Meaning it happens sometimes when we're seeking. you know, so you have to be discerning. You know,
okay,
if
so
it
tell
doesn't...
me, when's the one that's not true coming in so I know to discern?
The next guy that comes into your life romantically or seems to give you interest, the very next one. So it could be somebody who says to you tomorrow, you know, oh, you know, you look really good in those jeans or something. They're not, I'm just saying the first one, it's almost like the first one that presents themselves is not it.
Okay.
But the one Lennis is talking about is on the way. So it might be right after that, but I just get a distinct feeling that the next person walking into your life is not the one. So,
and you're
going to
meet
the
guy at a coffee shop, like a Starbucks or something. So remember that.
The first one.
Is that the right one, Lynn?
No, the first guy, the one that's...
Oh, the first one you'll meet at a coffee shop. Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost like, okay, so you'll even meet him in a temporary place, so it's just temporary. So,
okay.
Just, you know, you have this desire to, you know, to get together and settle. Just just make sure that when you're encountering somebody that they're fitting your needs, right? You understand the qualities you're seeking.
Yes, I do.
And if they don't have all the qualities of, like, your five main, then they're not, even if they have four, they're not the one. That's
okay.
A good guide.
Okay.
But you know, because the one Lennis is talking about that is coming, is it'll be just like, it's like a hand in a glove kind of thing. It's like,
right,
just like
click.
You've known each other for a while, right?
Yeah.
Where am I going to meet him? Do you have any idea how or where?
Anywhere
or
where there's water. Where there's
anywhere
water.
Where there's water.
Anywhere where there's water. Him. That's why I said aquarium. He could be a fisherman. Maybe somebody works on a boat. Anything that has to do with water. The social is where you
meet. That's it. I was saying in my mind.
Social.
I kept... Social, it's a social gathering.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't turn down, you know, even if, like, one night, you know, a friend says, come on, let's just go to this. And you're like, I don't, you know, just get your best duds on, you know, fluff up your hair and head on out, because that could be the time that you meet him. Or, you know, it's not, it doesn't work this way where if you're not there, then you'll never meet. You'll keep coming into each other's presence until you see. You understand that?
Yeah, I just don't want to wait that long.
Okay, well, then make sure that you hit your social gatherings near water.
Is it more like a, would it be a dinner cruise or something on the water, or what are we?
It could be.
It's water.
It could be. It could be. It could be a picnic near a river. You see what I'm saying? It's a social gathering.
Okay. Do you have any idea time frame-wise when that might happen?
Huh? No. I'm seeing this guy, too. The second guy, he looks Scandinavian. So he's tall and blonde, but he looks Scandinavian.
Tall and blonde. Okay. Does he approach me or do I approach him?
Free will, darling. That's up to you and him.
Okay.
Don't hold back. I mean, you know, good Lord. Are you just going to stand
mommy,
there
stop
like...
It. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know how to catch a man if you want a man. You know this.
Okay.
I understand.
You know, you're
right
both
man,
involved
but,
in the
you
relationship and you both need to come to the relationship. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You're good to go.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling, Laura.
Thank you for answering.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Area code 484. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Lennis. This is Tonetta giving you a call.
Well, hi, Tonetta. How has life been treating you, young lady?
Well, it's been a rough road. 2 weeks ago, my mom found that she has a large mass in her left lung. She has full-blown lung cancer. So right now, God has put that on my plate. My mom is going to be going for a biopsy to see what kind of lung cancer it is, because it's rapidly growing, and they're going to try to do what they can. I don't know if they're going to take out the lung, radiation, chemo, whatever, but I know that God is on my side. So that's what's going on. Second thing is the question I have for tonight, which is very important because I need support here. I had three visions 3 days apart while I was fully awake about this man that I've been on again, off again, and romantically involved with for over a year, Daniel. I seen that Daniel was coming to my door with a gray T-shirt on, and it was going to be dark out. That came to pass within 3 week time. It took 3 weeks after the vision. He was at my door with a gray T-shirt on, and it was a Friday night, and it was dark out. After he left, the next day, the vision was he's moving his flat-screen TV up my steps. I've seen that vision 150 times. 3 days after that, a big pile of his shoes are in my bedroom closet on the right-hand side. Flip-flops, boots, winter boots, whatever, a big pile. Then 3 days after that, he's in my kitchen in blue silky shorts, white socks, no shirt on, looking for a pan. I actually asked the vision. I'm like, yo, what is he doing in my kitchen? They said he lives there. He's cooking breakfast.
Yep.
Okay, so the bottom line is, when is this man moving in here? Because I need him here. My mom is fighting for her life. I can't handle this no more. He's giving me the brush off when I text him. He's being a real idiot. And I just need to know what's going to happen here.
Okay, well, first off, let me answer the question. You didn't ask a question, but I'm going to tell you about your mom. They are going to remove her lung, but she'll be around for a while, honey. Your mommy ain't going nowhere. She'll be around for a while, but they will remove one lung. So
yep.
That is good and bad news. Bad news, they removed the lung. Good news, she'll still be here for a while with you to enjoy your mama. Now, Daniel... let him know what's going on with your mom right now. He will show you compassion for that, but also tell him it's either now, do or die, because you got to deal with your mom and it's no more bullshit.
He knows what's going on, and he is being very distant, giving me the brush off, and I don't know what to do with it, but I do trust my visions. I'm telling you, when I see a vision, like I seen a vision 2 weeks ago, which I didn't tell my mother. I seen her in a hospital gown and a hospital bed. I didn't let her know. 1 week passed by, she was in a hospital bed with a hospital gown, and they were doing the first biopsy. So my visions do come to pass. So I'm just letting you know that Daniel moving his TV in, I can clearly see that right now as I'm sitting on the sofa. I see him going up my stairs with that flat-screen TV. I still see it. I see it right now. It's in the right here and now. But I don't know when this is going to go down.
So let me ask you a question, Kanetta.
Upset you, but I don't see him moving in until the 1st of October, to be honest with you. That's when I saw the 1st of October he would move in permanently. But until then, because I know you're stressed right now, and God knows I understand, if you put a time limit and tell him he needs to move in now, he's going to run. He's going to run away.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Here's what we're dealing with. Daniel, his mama died 3 years ago of cancer. He lived in that house where he's living right now. He lives with his stepdad. He's living in the house where his mother died. And I, you know what? I don't know what kind of cancer she got. It could have been lung cancer. He could be over here thinking, oh, my God, here we go again. Oh, my God, this is a whammy. So I'm going to let him have some breathing space, because I hit him all full force with a text message a couple days ago. I think it was like Saturday. I said, listen, look, my mom has lung cancer, you know? I mean, she's dying, okay? This is the hard and raw deal, okay? And he's been distant. He pushed back. So, I mean, it's either do or die. I mean, I don't know what this dude's going to do. I mean, I know
Hold on. Can I just interject something? Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, when you've had a really bad experience or something that hurts you,
right.
Generally you're not running into that burning building the next time you encounter it. Usually, you're trying, especially if it's someone that involves somebody that you love, you want to do it, but you may be slightly immobilized because of your own fears. So this guy is still trying to deal with that. 3 years is not that long to lose your parent that you've had all your life. So you now have this new situation because essentially your mom is like, another mom for him. Not that they're in that kind of relationship, but she still represents a mom in the same situation. Doesn't matter what kind of cancer. It's the terminalness of it. So your visions, at least the way that it was reading the energy I was picking up, are not so much about the actual event as it is him, your spirit, his spirit understanding you're coming together. And how he's actually moving in to your spirit first and trying to get okay with that. See, and that's why there's vacillations, because there's what he wants to do, but there's his fears. And you're almost requiring him to support something that he's still trying to deal with from his own life. I mean, psychologically, this is a hotbed. And so it's like if you love him as much as you certainly request him to love you, then you both need to honor each other's feelings through what is much more than just a difficult time for you and your mom. It's for everyone around both of you. And those that love you and your mom and you, it is just as devastating. I'm not saying it's exactly, but it's devastating. Because nobody wants their best friend or their lover or anyone else they love to lose somebody so important. So here's where it's important for you both to just take deep breaths. And instead of, you know, help me, help me, help me, start thinking in terms of how do I support you in a way that makes everyone feel better. So instead, moving towards with mom, from I would be really good for you to stop saying she's dying and go more into, mom, we are going to support this and we are going to heal from this. And we are because the first impression I got about your mom is there's going to be a moment where that cancer is going to start to recede. I don't know if it's her diet. I don't know if it's her perspective. But when Lena said she's going to live longer, I mean, to me, it's like you're combating it from a different perspective. So this isn't it like tomorrow she's gone situation, especially if you all change your perspective. And Daniel, once he feels like he's not under pressure to handle everything, because I know you need support, but when he feels like this is sort of like all of us are raising, supporting each other, then he doesn't feel like all the pressure is on him. And that will scare him away. So it might be better for you to shift gears towards, let's just really take care of each other. I you know, take care of him as if it's his mom that's going. And, you know, and allow him to take care of you in little ways that he does. Whether it's just the way he hugs you when you're just sitting on the couch watching a TV show, or if, you know, he says nothing when you want to sort of ramble on with your frustrations. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right. Well, he like I said, he's very distant. He hasn't been over here in about 2 weeks. So
yeah,
I don't
scared.
Know. And
he's
I just let him go. Whenever he's ready, he'll come around.
Listen, the love never stops.
Okay, Janetta, but we got to move on. We got like 10 people waiting. But I hope we were able to help you today. And I'm wishing the very best. And, of course, we're sending prayers out to your mom as well.
Yes, thank you so much.
And trust your visions. Be positive.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Area code 310. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Vince from
Los Angeles.
Vince, with a V.
Yeah, Vince.
You know, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I remember Vince.
Yeah, hi. Well, Saturday, this coming Saturday is my birthday. And
happy
all
birthday
I want,
to you.
Thank you. And all I want for my birthday is one thing, and that is a job. That's it. So I was wondering what you see job-wise for me. And then I'll explain to you what's going on.
Vince, I'm still seeing, aren't you the one I said the white coat? I saw you with a white coat on working.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
and
but
the lady,
for some reason,
the older lady that was supporting you.
Right.
Yeah, well, the older lady is my wife. She's 13 years older than me. She's been supporting me for 6 years because I've had jobs, but they've been like very temporary and on and off, and it's just been a real struggle. And we almost got evicted from our place and everything. So everything with that has been taken care of, but I still need and want a job.
Oh, of course. Now, did you check out that? What did we say? I'm trying to remember. Because I'm seeing you again still with this white jacket on. Was that a meat factory or?
No,
it was
actually
it was working for like a catering type company.
No, I can't work with meat. I used to work at a meat company and I just can't stand it. The blood and all that stuff, I just couldn't tolerate it. I thought I was going to get a job at a pharmaceutical or vitamin place and it fell through. I didn't get it.
But what happened with catering and restaurant work?
Oh, that's no way out of the question completely because I'm not a very people-friendly person. I'm the kind of person that if I were a waiter and somebody rubbed me the wrong way, I'd just throw their food right over their head. You know, and I won't take crap from anybody regardless. So then that's just the way I am. I'll have no problem telling anybody where to go. So I get fired in a heartbeat if I were in any people pleasing position.
So you
what
need
is
to
it
be
that
in
you
a
want
position
from a job?
Where be by yourself and you just have a person come in and check on you now and then. Okay.
Well, here's what's happening: is I went for a job interview last week with or 2 weeks ago with 7UP, and I'm still waiting to hear from them. I didn't get the job I interviewed for, but there is a position open that I'd be perfect for, and that's what they told me. So I'm waiting to hear from them. I'm also waiting to hear from yesterday I took a test for a job in an oil refinery. If I pass it, the next step is they're going to bring me in for a job interview. And then tomorrow I'm going in for a job interview with this company. Their initials are GP, and they make paper products like paper and plates and stuff like that.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the company.
That's the company.
What were the initials again? Say it again. GP?
GP.
Yeah, like that's Georgia Pacific.
That's it. Georgia Pacific.
That's the company. They're the ones that's going to hire you. You said you already filled out an application?
I filled out an application. I took a test with them a couple months ago. I passed the test. So tomorrow they scheduled me for a job interview. Now, when I went in there last week, I went in there, and I was supposed to take the test, and they found that I had already taken the test within a six-month period. So they're using that as a passing for me. But while I was there, I had a really good, strong connection with the HR girl. She's a really, really sweet woman. And I just kept getting things for her because sometimes I get intuitive myself, and I kept getting things for her. And everything I said to her, she said I was dead on with. And I had a really good, strong rapport with her. So I'm hoping when I go in tomorrow for a job interview, it's going to be her and two other people that that they're going to hire me, because they're interviewing till Monday, and then they're going to make a decision after that.
Okay. What I want you to do now and tomorrow is to keep telling yourself, I have this job. This job is mine. I know it. I know this job is mine. I have it. And just keep telling yourself that over and over throughout the day and night and tomorrow morning before you go in. I have this job. I know it may sound arrogant or conceited, but be that way.
Oh, no, not at all.
But I mean, I know saying that, I didn't know if you felt that way. But anyway, to me, it's not being arrogant or conceited. It's like, this is my job, and I got it. So
right.
There ain't nothing else to be said. This is my job.
Right. Now,
I see you. So you believe it within yourself, your own confidence within your own self, and you shall have it. Now, Brenda, what did you pick up?
Well, I think Georgia Pacific, there's something strong with that. There's a definite strong pull.
Yeah.
What was the job that you applied for?
At Georgia Pacific?
Yes.
It was a job to run one of the machines or something, like to be used as a utility person so they can place me anywhere.
Right. Working with machinery.
Yeah.
Okay, assembly line, manufacturing.
Yeah,
okay.
I said that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, you're good to go, Vince. Call us back and let us know when you get the job.
I'm definitely sure you're
going to get it. But you should be working before the end of this month.
Oh, I'm hoping because
August 31st, you should be putting 40 hours in somewhere, brother. Pretty quick.
Good. Because do you also see me passing this test for the oil refinery as well? Passed it? Okay.
Yes.
I don't think that's the job for you.
Right.
No, it's not the job for him, but he asked that he passed the test, and he did. Yeah.
Right.
I don't get strong for that.
Okay.
As far as, you know, some jobs are going to make you happier and make you feel better. That won't be the job.
Okay.
It'll be the GP. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But one thing you should know is when you get on this job, it's going to affect your life.
It's going to instill
changes.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that I know because I know there's going to be a lot of overtime. Periodically, it's going to be weird hours. I'm the only thing I want is I'm hoping that I get a night shift because for some reason a lot of people can't stand night shift and I love it. And
you'll be fine.
Night shift, so it'll be perfect for me. So if I need to go to auditions and stuff, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. Sure.
So,
okay.
Good, young man.
All right.
Congratulations, Vince. Good job.
Thank you. I'll let you know.
Congratulations, Vince.
thank you. And as soon as I hear something, I'll let you girls know.
Okay.
Great.
Well, you have a wonderful week, and God bless.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 708, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Lucy. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm fine, but I could be much better, and I think I'm going to keep the trend going if I can find a job.
Before we get to the job, God, you must have a good lover. I am picking up for some reason about you sexually, and it's a good feeling. I'm like, damn, she asked about a job. Does he have a brother?
Wow.
I'm just being silly, but for real, though, I picked that up right away. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, getting to the job.
Well, wait a minute. What did you pick up?
I picked up that she was sexually satisfied.
I wish.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything else. I'll leave that alone.
Am I close to be? Is it? So obviously it must be near, maybe?
Well, if you're getting it, then it's going to be
there. I don't have a man, I got a hand. Okay, now let's stop. Let's get on to the job.
Yeah, let's move on to a different chakra. Let's move from there.
I need to focus on my job. Okay. Because basically I'm searching. I've been out of work for 7 months. I was in insurance, but there's nothing popping in that area. And there's other issues that I have, you know, like I definitely want to continue on my spiritual work, but, of course, that doesn't pay the bills until you develop the clientele. So I'm doing the steps to make that happen. But in the meantime, I do need, I guess, quote, unquote, a normal job.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I see. I see clerical, some clerical position.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly. That's what I'm looking for.
It enables you to do your readings or whatever during the day and then at night do your job, where at
mm-hmm.
night you're at peace, you know, because you're just doing your job. You don't have the spiritual and mental stuff going. But during the day you're open and available. And so in the evening, but the clerical, I see a part-time position for, okay, it's coming now. I need you to apply at as many temporary agencies,
mm-hmm.
you know, where for clerical, you know. You know what I'm talking about, those employment places where you can go in and they'll
yes.
send you out tomorrow on a job. Yeah, and the job might be 2 weeks or a month. Okay, well, apply, because through that I see you getting a permanent job. It's like there's two jobs you're going to go out. So now write this down. Your first two jobs, you're going to go out and work temporary. The first one might be for 30 days, and the second one maybe a couple of months.
Uh-huh.
A third time they send you out, it'll be permanent. It may be temporary. In fact, it might even be from the second job that they'll end up hiring you permanently. So look for it. If it's not by the second time they send you out, the third time they send you out for a job, it will be a permanent. It'll turn into permanent work. And trust
okay.
me, it'll be pay. It'll be decent
okay.
pay for you.
Okay, excellent. I am focusing on the administrative, that area. You know, I don't want to center my focus on what I was doing before. I mean, I just, it was more the ethics of everything. I had a problem with it. So,
well, no, and that's fine. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you apply at the temporary ones, you know, you choose. They'll give you a list, and you choose, like, oh, okay, I'll go out and work for this company, you know, because they'll tell you how long the contract is, like I said, whether it's 2 weeks or a month or whatever. And then also while you're there, apply, you know, if you want to. Excuse me, apply for other things, or they'll be sending you right back out again. In other words, you can go to work right away. With your skills and your education, you can go right away as temporary. But through the temporary, you will get a permanent position.
Well, see, that's the other problem. I don't have a degree. I have 19 years of experience. And I know that I am well-versed in what I do. I mean, as far as what I can do, I have no doubts about it. And I don't have a problem selling myself, but it's the connections that I'm having trouble with. You know,
I'm
going
to tell you that what I'm picking up from you, Lucy, is these jobs that Lennis is talking about, one of the things that's going to push you into a higher level or a certain different responsibility is your personality. And
mm-hmm.
What I keep picking up is you're almost going to be in an assistant type position, not assistant like grunt, but, you know, somebody, you're almost like a personal assistant, like you're going to
yeah.
move into that kind of a position. And the person that is, you know, moving you up and, you know, working, like, they really jive with your personality. And you, because of your experience, you're just multifaceted. So their whole perspective is going to be like, she can do anything. I mean, what can't she do? So, yeah, go that vein, because you're going to come into contact with someone who's going to really value who you are. Yep.
Excellent. I just pulled up a temp agency and just put a profile in.
Yeah, you're not going to be clerical paper pusher type. You're going to be beyond that. You're going to move up beyond that in some capacity.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome,
too,
Lucy.
You
have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you know what? I've been totally enjoying listening to the show, so I'm going to keep listening, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
bye. Area 405, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patricia. Thank you for doing a reading for me. I have a question about do you see me doing something in addition to the job that I have now? The job that I have now is not that stable, so I need something, you know, to supplement.
Okay. Have you thought about going into the pharmaceutical field?
No. About 5 months ago, I applied to a position to work with children with disabilities, but I quit the first day because I did not feel comfortable in that setting with that particular organization.
I see you as a salesperson, almost like you, but the sales that you do is high-powered, like selling Absolute Vodka or selling big-time pharmaceutical. You're a loner that you're on your own, but you go out and you speak to people, you know, and they buy these products, but they're big-time products. Because I see you making a lot of money, if you go that way. I don't know if you're a salesperson or if you're a charismatic, outgoing individual, but this is what I do see, that, you know, even they have salespeople, I'll just use the liquor, Absolute Vodka, and when these people go out, I mean, they stay in the best hotels, Hilton or whatever, and they do their little splurge, whatever, and then they fly back home. But they make a lot of money.
There's something about kids, though, with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really want to work with kids. There's something about children. I mean, because the first thing I got was something about a son or do you have a little boy? Or are you hoping to have a little boy?
Oh, no. At this stage of life, I don't.
Who are you around that has a little boy that you sort of look at? Were you that way when you worked with children? Was there somebody that sort of, there's something with children that comes up. Before you talked about that, the first thing when you started speaking was a little boy or a son or something to that aspect for me. That's what I got. And I don't know what that means. Because what Lennis is saying is sort of confusing me. But I don't know if there's some desire that's in you or if there's someone you're around that's sort of affecting you. Or may have something to do with where you're headed?
Yeah, I don't have children.
Okay, then let me just back off then, and I'll see what keeps coming. And I'll go with Linus.
I do have a desire to make a change and to help children, the next generation. I have been in sales before. I know, you know, the potential there. And I am outgoing, and I can make things happen. But I don't know, there's a desire within me to make a change. I'm going more towards, you know, humanitarian. And, I don't know if that's the right thing for me. I feel pulled towards it, and I'd like to know if some doors are going to be open. I know 5 months ago that position, it would have been perfect, but the whole environment was negative.
Can I also tell you this, and I'm staying in this still salesperson vein because I feel it's strong. You said you like working with children. Education is important. Do you not think it's not important to talk to different schools about books that these children will need to learn from?
Mm.
Well, that is a possibility if if there was an opening. But I don't know. I have this strong desire to work one-on-one with children to help them.
Do you have a degree or something with child care degree?
I don't have. I took some courses. I have my degree, but I did take quite a bit of courses dealing with family and child development, which I did very well.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it has to do with working more one-on-one with, distributing a program or something that will actually help children, because you would have the opportunity to actually show somebody how it works. So then you might be able to work one-on-one with a child so that they can see this program would do this for a child, whether it's educational or it's behavioral. But you would be in a sales-type position, but you actually help to demonstrate. So you would almost be improving their lives because of something that you're marketing, but you also have the opportunity to see the benefits of it. So since you're a salesperson, I'm assuming that you can check out the industries that are working to help the betterment of children's education or their behavior. Right? You have the ability to do that, right?
Well, I could if I wanted to. I just haven't looked into that yet. There is a program to help children with their homework. And I was going to look into that. I'm going to be calling that. So I wanted to, call you and see if you picked up on that.
Okay, then that makes... Do you see how that makes sense with the sales that Lennis is talking about, and then also your ability to connect with that? It can open up other venues for you.
Other avenues for, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is like I don't know if it's after school or what, but it's helping children with their homework.
Well, there's centers that do that, and churches do that also. But, could be an implied worker there, that's your job 5 days out the week is to help kids out after school homework.
It's going to be part-time.
Yeah.
It's part-time. I know the money's not going to be that good, but I don't know. I just have this desire. I don't know if that's my destiny. I just wanted to see what you picked up on that.
Yeah, you bring unique skills to it because you have the desire, but you also have the ability to market. So if somebody were to come through with it and they just sort of had the desire, but they didn't have the sales and marketing abilities you do, then it wouldn't probably be as beneficial for everybody. But it sounds like you're going to fit because you're at an actually weird little niche that's coming together right at this point in time in your life. So I would go with those feelings and start seeking programs that you can get involved with that would require you to do some sales and marketing and demonstrating how it would help children, even if it's it sounds like you're already moving down that path. And so really, Lennis confirmed one end of it, and I'm confirming the other, basically.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I love sales. I mean, I love pushing. If I get into the flow, I know I can really, I've succeeded. But then I have this humanitarian part of me that really wants to help. I see the need.
Give back. It's beautiful.
And that's exactly what you would present to any company that you approach. Exactly how you would to state it. Because they're going to be looking at, look at her sales ability. And then the fact that you are coming from the humanitarian and why you want to work with children from this point of view, it's just going to explode for you. Because, Lennis, you're seeing her come up with some good cash on that, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just, it's a win-win for everyone, for the children, for you, and for the companies that are supporting a way to improve education in America certainly could be used at
mm-hmm.
all levels. Yeah.
Wonderful. Amen. And I'm wondering about that little boy you see around me.
I don't know what that is, and, you know, who knows, but there's...
Is he a spirit or...?
Son capacity. I don't know if Lennis picked up anything on that, but that was the first thing that came to mind. I felt.
Well, maybe that little boy.
Yeah, go ahead, Lennis.
You'll have a son that you didn't have to birth, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, okay.
You might be unexpectedly raising a child.
Oh.
But it'd be great for you to let us know, you know, how things go down the road.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a surprise to me.
Oh, it will be.
Oh,
that's okay.
Goodness.
You know, you're a humanitarian. You'll be a good mom, no doubt. I'm going to leave you alone because life
okay.
has to unfold for you.
Keep yes. moving the direction you're moving, though.
Yeah, you're in the right direction, so you're going to
yes.
be blessed big time.
You Thank
know, just
you.
Remember us little peons along the way.
Yes, I will. I will, Anna. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
truly going to be blessed. Thank you
wow.
so much, Patricia, for calling us today, and you have a wonderful week, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 916, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
I was wondering if you see any work coming up for me or improvement in finances. Lotto winning, anything like that?
You are going to get a windfall shortly, $300 before the end of August. It's money owed. Before August 31st, you'll get $300.
Well, that's my monthly. I have a pension.
Ah.
But
well,
that's not
this is money
to
owed
on.
To you.
Oh,
surprise.
Oh, you mean on top of my 300? Well, see, I get 395. That's what I live on. But after I get a cell phone, it's 350, and it's not enough to live on. Sorry. So you think I'll get an extra 300 this month by somebody that owes me money?
Yes.
Well, it's not a month. She said before the end of the month. So,
okay.
But as far as work,
I'm not picking up anything that you really.
I'm not either. I feel a delay.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're really that interested in finding a job. Yeah, maybe that's what it is, Brenda. Maybe it's a delay that I'm picking up, but I don't feel the energy. But, like, that's really what you want to do. It's something that crossed your mind you want to do is go to work, but that's not everything. I think you're more concerned about your health than anything. But you
yeah,
want to do something. I understand. You're bored.
One of the questions that hit my mind when you started talking was, what are you doing in your spare time right now? Which I don't know what you consider. Everyone has spare time, whether they're working or not. Like, what are you doing with your time? And I don't know what that is to relate to what you're hoping for, but there's a reason for a delay, and I'm not quite sure what that is yet.
It's probably because it's not a conventional means. I'm a light worker, and it's probably going to be like a barter exchange. I mean, I'm a really great healer. I was a registered nurse for 34 years. So I'm kind of like in a change. So I'm the one that I'm telling you all the answers now. But I wanted to know what you came up with. And I'm very, very busy. I hardly have any free time. I'm not worried about my health. But usually people on the other side are, like my mother. She always comes through with being worried about my health. So you could have picked up
on
that.
So you're in a transition. Is that what it is? You're in a transition from one level to the next level?
Yeah.
Are you trying to decide?
For a long time.
Now the delay makes a little bit more sense. Now the delay makes a little bit more sense. There's a reason why you're having a delay, because at this point in time, that's not where you're supposed to be, working for someone else. So, you know, like somebody might go on a respite or a retreat.
Yeah,
you
I've been on the last 2 years.
Or on some kind of, retreat or spiritual retreat or something, but... Yeah, and I can certainly understand why somebody else is worried about your health. So, Lennis picks up a whole lot of health things about people, and so that's why she probably said that. But, yeah, the delay thing for me, and the reason I say delay is because you're just not at that place, and I think that's why Lennis is picking that up, too. And now you're saying you're sort of in a turning point, or you... prefer to barter or whatever, however it is that you're dealing with your finances, I don't see that as the huge thing. And I don't know that you're bored. I just think you're not really sure which path to, it's like you have five doors in front of you and you're not really sure which door to go through.
Well, I'm a jack of all trades, being board certified holistic and a naturopathic doctor, right? I am in, you know, but that's not what's accepted by the United States. So if they, you know, if I had to go back to nursing, I would. But then it's been 3 years since I'm out. I don't have the money to transfer my license to California. It's a big deal. And, you know, the thing that I'm wondering about, I've been willing to do barter exchange if it's been if it would be equal for a long time. What's wrong with everybody else? When I took the Mystical Traveler vow, I was told there would be in-house mystics so that the Mystical Traveler would have a rest now and then, like Jesus did. So, but spiritual people don't seem to know that story. So I'm willing to do barter exchange work. I can really do a lot of healing. I'm board certified holistic, and it just doesn't, you know, I should be working. That's what I'm thinking. But the United States doesn't see work in my kind of people. Am I going to have to leave the United States to get to work? Or is the United States finally going to see holistic healing as a valuable thing? You know, I am ready to work. It's kind of frustrating that I haven't found my spiritual family, got some barter exchange assignment, and am working.
Now I'm getting the twister thing. I'm getting a twister effect off of you. I mean, that happens sometimes when people call in, and it's because they can't settle on where it is to go. And that's what has to come from you first. Because somebody can tell you you're going here, but the point is you could head that direction and then mid-sentence decide, no, I think I need to go over there. And then you go over there and you think, maybe I should have been back here. You're giving me that twister effect, like your spirit. And maybe that's part of the problem. You have too many options in your head. And regardless of whatever the United States is doing or this person is doing or whoever, it still has to start with you. You still have to decide where it is that you're wanting to be. And once you decide where your destination is, then everything starts to pull into place. As like your path will become more clear once you know where you're headed. But you have to do that. And you need to take this time that's been given to you, even if it seems difficult, to do this retreat, this spiritual retreat, so that it's opened up to you and very clear where your destination is. If you're unsure, because I think you're letting too many things come within your spiritual realm to distract you. And that will happen. And
well,
that's
there are
how
many
a lot of us get off
do.
Our path.
There are many things that I can do, so it would seem like something. There are many things that I can do, so it would seem like something would have came into my path. But then others were telling me differently than you. They're telling me to stay where I am, and I'll be working with animals, and, you know, the healing family will be here, and, you know, I wanted to leave Sacramento and go to Mount Shasta. So I'm not getting good answers from anyone I call. So the thing is for me, just not to call people anymore because it's like the answers just aren't coming from calling for help. So I'll have to
do
it all on my own.
The answers come from within you. Nobody
else
can tell you
what. I know, that's
what
I just told.
Pardon?
Yes, that's what I just said, so that the answer will come from my own.
I didn't tell you what to do. I'm just telling you that you're in that spin. And until you stop it, it's going to be really unclear or allowing other influences. So
I'm shifting.
You know. Yeah, listen, you know where you're headed, and you're looking for validation. Forget the validation. Decide and commit. Decide and commit. Okay, then where are you headed?
Okay,
you
both
are
experienced, and I need to move on. Diane, I hope we were able to help you today and give you some answers, and if not, well, we still wish the very best for you.
Yeah, okay,
thanks.
Thank
you for calling.
Take care.
You too. Area code 850, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda.
Hi, hi.
Sis?
Thanks for my call. My name is Sheila.
Sheila?
Yes.
S-H-E-L-I-A.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Sheila.
Okay, hi, okay. I was wondering if you could give me some guidance on my environment at work and where I'm trying to find another job. I don't really like the work environment that I'm in.
I don't blame you, girl. It's toxic as hell. I know it's a couple of women down there you want to slap the taste out their mouth. I don't blame you. You can pick up on their spirit. I don't blame you, baby.
And it's so negative. And it's like I have people that lately is coming up to me saying something I said like 3 years ago, and I can't remember what I said, and they won't tell me.
What did I just say? Didn't I say you wanted to slap the taste out their mouth? All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, it is a toxic environment.
It's very negative.
That job was just for you to make a little money and move on. It wasn't for to be there years and years and years. You know, it's a stepping stone to something else better. So let's see what's coming up for you. I got Cosmopolitan. Do you like to do hair or work with women's hair or fashion?
It's not necessarily with the hair. I love painting nails and but not really doing hair or anything like that. I like fashion, yeah, but
okay, well let me ask you this then. Would you take a job in the retail business? Like if it was something where, you know, how can I say it? You're not a salesperson. You're a person
like a buyer?
That would tell them, like, okay, I think from 20 to 30, they would like this kind of fashion. And from 30 to 40, they would like these type of clothes.
Like a buyer.
I can't think what you would call the person.
It's
not
like
really
a buyer.
Or a trend. Well, yeah, she's a buyer, too. Yeah, a buyer or a trendsetter to the industry, but, you know, you'd have to, like, go into Nordstrom's or something like that and apply and say, well, you know, I'd like to work with a buyer as a trendsetter or someone that can, you know, about fashion. Of course, you have to have done something, too. You know, like, I don't know, worked in a fashion show or helped people on a fashion show or sold or something. You know, or say nails. Would you say you like to do nails?
Mm-hmm.
But I see you in
right now, aspect.
And you'd be good at it, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're really good at that as a buyer and a trendsetter. Okay. So that's one that I see in the retail business. Brenda, what did you pick up?
Well, I'm getting, you know, I think buyer and sales is real strong. It's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if you've done sales before, but I get a real strong bent that direction, marketing, sales. Buyers, you have a lot of information to impart, but it also gives you a little bit more independence. And because what I get a sensation is instead of where you're at, you're going to move into a position where people are glad to see you. So in a buyer type position, people are like, what have you got for us today? It's like, this is what the new hot thing is, or this is what's coming up, or this is what we're offering now. I'm not sure if you have developed that confidence or if you're moving that direction, but those are the things I'm feeling, and it's piggybacking on Lennis. But my first impression was sales or marketing, which
Go
ahead.
Well, right now I work for the government, and I'm trying to get another job to get, you know, more money. And, you know, because, like, this place is really, you know, it's really awful, you know,
it's
the environment.
It's stifling for who you are and your abilities. I don't think you're giving yourself credit for what you are actually capable of yet. I mean, yeah. It's just below you, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Sheila, I want to tell you this, too, that when you get a chance, if you're able to get to a computer or have a computer laptop at home, look up fashion industry jobs and then break that down and look at the list where you feel that you're qualified, that, you know, start putting in at stores that particular position where you feel like you're qualified that you could get. Like I said, it's not sales, but it's in that industry. Stay where you're at until you know you got that job. You know how that goes. Don't leave one job and don't have another one to go to.
Right, of course.
Yeah. But do that. Go on the internet and pull up fashion industry jobs, and then, you know, you break it down till you see an area that you think you'd be good in, and then find your stores, Nordstrom's, Macy's, or whatever, or maybe a boutique, Neiman Marcus or whatever, and apply. While you're still working for the government, you might be shocked, girl. You might be like, oh, Lord,
really?
I got up.
Well, I'll be making more money.
You
haven't thought of going to school just to supplement, like, at the Art Institute?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought of that?
Well, it's funny. I've been thinking about painting and doing art projects lately, and I've also been thinking about taking some more computer classes. So
I think that Lennis has a really good, I'm getting strong feelings for that, but check out something like the Art Institute. I think there's a whole lot more to you creatively than you've been in your...
Really?
The opportunity.
Yeah, because we're both picking up that you're a very creative person. Yeah, you're very creative.
Wow.
You haven't tapped into that, but you are. You have great creativity.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all those bees that have issues with you are going to look up to you when you're in your glamorous career, trust me.
Right on.
Really?
Yeah.
How you like me now, baby?
You got a big, huge potential that you're heading towards.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So check into
great.
That,
thank
like
you
said. Check into the fashion industry. Check into the Art Institute, and from there, you're just going to go up. You are. You'll just, you know, on your way up.
Because other people keep saying, going to nursing or something like that. So.
Oh, no.
You know, other people are looking for reasons. You know, people give us suggestions based on their own filters. Well, I want you to have a stable job, or, you know, they think that you seem kind. But really, it's, you know, we all filter when we put things on other people. Of course, we don't even know you, so it doesn't really, we could care. You know, it's not that we don't care less. It's just that we don't have those filters because we're not in your life deciding what we think you need. But we're just picking up the energies of who you are and where you're headed, the possibilities.
Yeah.
But nursing,
yeah,
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see nursing.
Well, Sheila, thank you for calling. I'm going to try and get one more call in before we go off the air. And,
thank you. I never thought about going.
Call us back and let us know. I think the Art Institute is the way to go. I do.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're
Take care.
Welcome. You have a wonderful week. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Area code 856, you're going to be our last call for the day. Who is this?
Hi, this is Laura again. I'm so sorry, but, you know, when you mentioned, I totally forgot, I'm going on a cruise in January.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sucky. I told you by the water. See them, Laura.
I know, and I can't believe it.
Honestly,
Laura,
will you stop it?
Instagram.
It's just like, It's a
See, that's
thing.
It. And when you go on the cruise, you meet all kind of people. Oh, my God in heaven. Oh.
It could even be part of the crew. Like she kept saying,
yeah.
a fisherman or something. So, yeah, just keep your eyes open and be yourself in all your loveliness.
Okay, I will. Do you have any
idea
yes,
what yes. Call us when you get the wedding date and everything down pat.
Did you work for the cruise line, though? I mean, it was like, I can't believe I forgot.
Yeah.
And I want you to remember this, and I'm telling you this. This is August 7th, 2013.
Yeah.
You will have 3 kids in your life.
Wow.
So they're going to be his kids, though, right? I'm a little old.
There will be 3 kids in your life.
They could,
three
you know, it could be his.
You
it could
birth
be
them
somebody,
or not,
you know.
Be 3 kids in your life. It'll be like
oh
your children.
God. Well, I will love them, I guarantee you, because I've always wanted kids.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
And this guy,
yep,
do you think
I
he works
picked up on that.
Fine?
No, I didn't say that. I said he could be. It could be anybody. That's what I'm just saying. Don't limit yourself. It could
Put
be
yourself.
Anybody on that boat.
Yeah,
and
don't limit
from
yourself.
The time
just
frame,
flirt.
Too, right?
Huh?
When is the cruise?
January, the middle of January 3rd, 2nd. I think it's the 3rd week of January.
Okay.
Oh,
and
yeah, that could
the
work.
The Omega and the ending, the Omega and the Alpha. So Capricorn is the beginning of the year, and you're going on a cruise, a new beginning. How
yeah.
better start the year off? I mean, come on. You get on that boat, girl, and just flirt your little butt off.
Be open. Take this time. Take this time between now and then to clear out all your emotional luggage and, you know, improve anything you feel needs improving for yourself, and you know, and just let go of junk so that you can be unencumbered and, you know, ready for a new relationship.
I'm going to, and I'm going to lose weight for the cruise too. So I'm going to have some fun.
Yeah,
but I need to call and let you know.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know, Laura. That makes sense.
Yep, it sure does. Thank you so much, Laura, for calling back and letting us know.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
So sweet.
Thank you. Have a good
you're
day.
You're welcome. Area code 646, you got a quick question for us?
Yes, I wanted to know the energy you're picking up, if Sean cares about me or if he loves me or not. My name is Kayla from New York.
Sean is a guy, and what's your name?
Kayla.
Tina?
Kayla.
Kayla.
Oh, Kayla. Oh, okay, that's pretty.
Thank
Kayla
you.
And Sean. Kayla and Sean. Okay, Spirit, what's going on with these two? First off,
okay.
You guys are going to have a sexual connection, and please don't get hung up on lust. Okay,
I'm not.
Yeah, well, I get the impression that he cares about. He's not used to real deep romances, right? Love. He's not used to that. How old is he?
35.
Mhm. Yeah, he hasn't had the big, you know, shaking. Even what he may have thought was real, he hasn't had the big earth-shaking love yet. So he's a little new to the game on that. And so, but he cares about you as much as he knows how.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about taking it further. I'm not sure, Linus.
I see him like as a businessman or whatever. As far
yeah.
as them being together, yeah, they companionship. I'll put it like that. They enjoy each other's companionship. I don't see a long-term relationship at this time.
Can you see me later on?
I'll tell you what, though. Kayla, if you get a chance, would you give us a call next Wednesday? We're on every Wednesday from 3 to 4, because I'm about to go off the air and you'll be cut off. I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you.
But thank
call
you
back.
So much for calling. Yeah, call back next Wednesday. And maybe we can
okay,
give you a little bit better answers.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Take care.
And thank you, everyone who called in today. We went right down to the wire. Thank you, Brenda, for being on the air with me as usual. We did a good show today, and I thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Yes. And remember, everybody, Brenda, say your line.
Oh, yeah. Don't let your love go wrong.
Yes. And remember, to grow with me, to go with me, you got to grow with me. That's my saying. So we love you. Care.